Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Woods. Batting second. The second baseman, Junior Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hector Cruz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Cox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Larson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dan Larson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lemaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Criss. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike Criss. And now, play ball. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a pop-up towards short. Lemaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Cox and he is out, Bowa applying the tag. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland takes first base on ball four. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criss fires to first and picks off Moreland. One out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball four. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cruz moves to third. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Sandberg moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Brenly and he is out, Evans applying the tag. Bowa moves to second. Two outs. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is walked intentionally. Dan Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods, who is chasing the ball. LeMaster reaches third base with a triple. Evans scores. Brenly goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Giants. Mike Criss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criss hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LeMaster tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Giants. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cruz. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-1 in the game. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to second. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moreland. Davis reaches second base with a double. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Larson covering, for the out. Davis moves to third. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 4-1, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-1 in the game. Clark strikes out. There goes Evans. The throw from Cox to second, and Evans is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Sandberg moves to second. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Dan Larson. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. Cox moves to second. It's 4-2, Giants. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cox scores. Henderson moves to second. It's 4-3, Giants. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Henderson moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brenly is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Criss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criss is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Criss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Cruz moves to second. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to third. Bauer moves to second. Two outs. Lee Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Smith. Wolford moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wolford moves to third. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wolford tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evans moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-3 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buckner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brenly for a passed ball. Buckner moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom O'Malley pinch hits for Dan Schottsetter. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LeMaster. The throw from Cox and he is safe. LeMaster steals second. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LeMaster scores. It's 6-3, Giants. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Barr now pitching. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Cox and he is safe. Davis steals second. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Larry Cox. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Briggs pinch hits for Lee Smith. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-4 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jody Davis now catching. Bill Campbell now pitching. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brenly hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. LeMaster strikes out. Two outs. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barr moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Moreland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cruz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.